This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. North Texas students won a trio of awards related to a new shirt they created for NASA's Design Challenge Showcase. That's a competition that pushes students to solve issues related to space travel. Curtis Neal and Ariane Scheller are part of a six-person team at Texas Woman's University in Denton that designed a special type of garment that targets lower back pain in astronauts. Curtis Neal, Ariane Scheller, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Curtis, you're the team lead for the Acolytes of Apollo at TW. Tell me about this fabric and how it works.
So the issue is low back pain in astronauts, and it has an incredibly high incidence rate, and that's why we wanted to focus on it. Prevention, mitigation, and treatment was our mindset in our design, and there are issues that happen because of microgravity to the human body, and what this garment does is it's going to prevent them by way of activating muscles and sort of simulating gravity by producing contractions of the muscles in a non-force-producing way.
Ariane, could you go ahead and walk me through that process of getting this idea off of the drawing board and into a wearable piece of functional fabric?
We did interdepartmental collaboration with the fabric and textiles department at TW, thanks to Dr. Sherry Drugu, and she made our ideas come to life, which was really amazing because we couldn't have done it without her.
I imagine some kind of 3D modeling software, something was involved in the process with this.
Yeah, so Alex Quintana, the gentleman who was our prototype, he took the lead of SolidWorks, which is what the engineering students really do. And he researched, he asked questions, he was on there for hours on end doing things that engineering students take not necessarily take for granted, but really understand far more than kinesiology students do. So yeah, he did the 3D modeling and all of that.
So what did the folks at this design challenge say about your garment?
I think we were kind of a breath of fresh air because we were the only team kind of attacking that front. So I think that they were very interested and they were very happy to see something like this that hasn't been taken on by a college team or somebody who has been involved in the TSGC. So I think that they were really kind of impressed and excited to see where it could go to. The human body, it doesn't work very well in space for long periods of time, so we have to do the research and figure out what's going to help facilitate humans being in space for a long period of time.
Like so many other things made for NASA, what other applications do you think this garment could have? I can imagine this stuff might be useful for people who aren't going into space.
Exactly, and I think when judges came and spoke to us, they loved the fact that it was really relatable. So a gentleman walked up to us and he said, "I have low back pain. There are people in my family who have low back pain. This is amazing because we can use this." And they loved that fact. So when it comes to low back pain, that's really huge in outpatient orthopedic clinics. And the older populations come in and they say, "I have low back pain. What can you do for me?" So electrical stimulation is something that's often used in the clinics that we currently work at and are going to be pursuing in the future.
So if this is eventually adopted by NASA, I'm just wondering how y'all are going to feel about that, if future astronauts and people in space will be using a garment that y'all designed.
We've already been talking about a patent, and so that in of itself is very like, wow, that's amazing, you know, just to think that undergraduate students could have a patent or like a say in something like this. So to think that NASA would want that is beyond any of our wildest dreams.
I watched a YouTube video of last year's team that won the competition and sent their deliverable. It was a zip tie cutter, you know, seemingly a simple piece of equipment that is very practical and they need that sort of thing. And it's apparently they're getting like the fast track to use on the ISS. So I'm like, that would be so crazy just mm-hmm. to see and I'm like seeing that for that team. I'm so excited for them. So if this happened for us, I don't know, probably lose my mind.
Curtis Neal and Ariane Scheller, students at Texas Woman's University in Denton, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.